Well, hey. Well, thank you very much for coming down here this afternoon. You may have heard on the wire that the New York Police Department last night attacked the Occupy Wall Street camp in Zuccotti Park. I couldn't help it. In fact, somebody already tweeted it this morning, that line from The World Turned Upside Down. They came in peace, the orders came to cut them down. I've been feeling for a while that these people camped here in our cities are the inheritors of that digger tradition from 1649, from the English Revolution. So let's see the world turned upside down. 1649, to St. George's Hill, a rugged band they called the diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the disrespect of claiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it shall be a common treasury pool. The sin of poverty we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. Now everywhere the wars rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve. A god of greed who feeds the rich while poor folks starve. The world we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. Still we are free, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. Hey, you poor, take courage, you rich, take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace. The orders came to cut them down. Yes, thank you. I was down here last night after a fabulous curry somewhere over there. We came down here for a little recce, just to have a look at the site, to meet a few people. My comrade here was sitting here playing songs for the people down there, and it occurred to me that we're doing Woody's work. You know, this is what Woody Guthrie did. Woody Guthrie never played anywhere like the Leadmill. Woody Guthrie never did a gig at the O2. Woody Guthrie never sold t-shirts at his concerts. Woody Guthrie barely even made records. What he did was he went wherever people were organising. He played on picket lines. He played in union halls. He played to support people. And that's what we're doing, comrade. We're doing Woody's work. That's why we're here today, we musicians. And this is a song from the days of Woody Guthrie, from the 1930s. It's a very old song. It comes from Harlan County in Kentucky, the miners' strike there in 1931. A miner's wife named Florence Reese wrote this song. Many people have sung it. It's kind of a tradition that you kind of pick it up and change the words to make it fit your struggle. That's what folk music is all about. We have a saying in folk music, it's just what comes around goes around. Or as Morrissey once said to me, talent borrows, genius steals. And so this is a tune I've stolen. This is more like Florence Reece originally recorded it back in the days. I'm sorry, mate, that's in my space. Thank you very much. It's called Which Side Are You On? Held the bankers to their responsibilities. He made them pay their taxes, but Thatcher set them free. The Big Bang blew the walls down, the bankers got away. They filled their snouts, the needy bailing out, now all of us must pay. Which side are you on? Is dead, the media said, but that's a goddamn lie. That which they could never kill went on to occupy. In the camps, our watchword is accountability. In Wall Street and in Sheffield, we demand transparency. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Best democracy that big money can buy. The markets call a tune and soon our leaders all comply. Come all you greedy bankers, you pessimists as well. We're here today to chase you away and build a better world. Which side are you on? 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 Here's a verse from Woody Guthrie himself. Through this world you travel, you meet some funny men. Some rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. Through this life you ramble, through this world you roam. You'll never see an outlaw take a family from their home. Which side are you on? 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 So if they clear the protesters out of Zuccotti Park, and the last time I looked in, they were assembling in another square elsewhere in lower Manhattan. Say they close them all down. Say they come here tomorrow and just sweep this off the streets. Say they push away the protesters from outside of St. Paul's. What will we do? What can we do? What can we possibly do? Well, this movement is not just a moment. It's an ongoing struggle that will carry on, not just here in Sheffield, not just here in the UK, but on around the world. And our next opportunity to take part in that struggle will come on the 30th of November when the public sector workers go on strike to defend their rights in the front line, the absolute front line of the struggle for the kind of country that we want to live in. Do we want to live in a country that rewards bankers for moving money about? Or do we want to live in a country that looks after our teachers, our nurses, our carers, our public servants, yes, our policemen, everybody? That's the kind of country that I want to live in. And ultimately, these people here today who are camped here are here to, not to give us answers to all the problems that we face, but to get them on the agenda, to get the media down here, to get these pictures out around the world, to ask the questions that our politicians don't want to ask. Ultimately, to resolve those issues, one thing that remains true throughout history is if you want to change the world, there's no point singing songs about it. Ultimately, you've got to organise. And that's what the unions are doing, and that's why we'll all be marching on the 30th. That's what this song is about. There is power in a union. There is power. Oh, that's a bit out of charm. Sorry, hang on a minute. I'll get it in a minute. There is power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the workers. That's still too high, isn't it? I tried this yesterday, didn't I? You know what it was yesterday? It was because it was Monday. Never sing on a Monday morning. I didn't sign up this job to sing on a Monday morning, I'm sorry. There is power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past will make workers' blood. Mistakes of the bosses we must fight for. From the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. wars, always been the boss's way, sir.
The Union forever.
The Union forever, defending our rights. Down with the black, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. The Union forever, defending our rights. Down with the black leg, all workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. There is power in a union. Johnsy was a banker and he made a lot of cash. Betting on derivatives, he kinda caused a crash. Now that everybody wants to limit his income, Johnsy's packed his bags and he's going on the run. He's on the last flights out to Abu Dhabi, the richest city in the world. He's on the last flights out to Abu Dhabi. Himself a penthouse in a tower very high. Himself a holiday skiing in Dubai. Can't go on a pub call cause all the bars are dry. He's lost his box at Chelsea, now he watches them on Sky. On the last flight out to Abu Dhabi, the biggest city in the world. He's on the last flight out to Abu Dhabi. Where's he gone? He's gone, 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 gone. He's good and gone, he's good and gone, gone. A banker and he made a lot of cash. Betting on derivatives, he kinda caused a crash. Says that he's an expat, but everybody knows he's an economic migrant. Everywhere he goes, he's on the last flight to Abu Dhabi, the biggest city in the world. He's on the last flight out to Abu Dhabi. We'll wait for his ticket, the bastard. Yes, yes, yes. So, the thing that's exciting to me about this is the Occupy movement is the number of young people who are involved in this activism. I think the current generation have been unjustly portrayed as being not political. They've grown up in a time when our main political parties are almost indistinguishable from one another compared to how they were in the 1980s. They've grown up in a time which has no ideology except rampant consumerism. They've grown up in a time where people are more willing to pour piss on anyone who sticks their head over the parapet and tries to suggest that there might be a different way of doing it, more than ever before. You know, Twitter is a great thing and Facebook is a great thing as well, but there's so much cynicism and snark out there. So, you know, our role, our job, those of us who fought the good fight in the 1980s when a red flag flew over Sheffield Town Hall, our job is to encourage this generation, to help this generation, to come down and say a few words of support, because this, as I said before, is a long and an old struggle. It has a proud tradition. By coming and camping here today, by supporting these people at Occupy, you are joining part of that great old tradition. So I will finish off with a song from that tradition, a song that we've sung, that people have sung for over a century, that has brought us together, because this is this movement uniquely, I think, in certainly in the last 20 years, is an internationalist movement. People are occupying squares, people are talking about these issues all over Europe, all over North America, all over the world. This is not just something that's going on in Sheffield or something that's just going on in the UK. This is something that's going on across the world. And that internationalist tradition that we plug into is what has kept our movement alive all these years. So I'm going to finish off by singing a verse and a chorus from the Internationale. You sing your own words. Stand up, oh, it's a bit high. Stand up, all victims of oppression. For the tyrants fear your might. Don't cling so hard to your possessions. You have nothing if you have no rights. Let racist ignorance be ended, for respect makes the empires fall. Freedom is merely privilege extended, unless enjoyed by one and all. So come, brothers and sisters, for the struggle carries on. The international unites the world in song. So comrades, come rally, for this is the time and place. The international ideal unites the human race.
Thank you very much for coming down to this afternoon. The Occupy Movement. I'll see you tonight at Leadmill and later this year undoubtedly. Thank you.
How long have you got before you need to go?
Oh, 15 minutes at least.
Okay, yeah, right.
I'm from the BBC.
You can briefly, yeah.
For any students here who are interested in organising, we're meeting tomorrow as a group without any political affiliations to discuss leafleting, networking and direct action. That's tomorrow at 5. If you want to know where, please come and see me. I've also been told to shout out that we desperately need more support and campers. Like, it's been great, it's been a good start, but it's early days, we have quite a few problems, and there's nothing that we need more than, you know, bodies on the ground. Even if you can't stay the night, please come down for a general meeting or just to talk, give your support.